Alle Yeshu chelik beis tav ein hei, the first ma'aracha, entitled Yir'a. The first chapter, Hardama vayekitza, slumber and awakening. The pasukin v'shalach, vayar Yisrael esayad ha'gedola asher asa Hashem b'mitzrayim. They saw the great hand that Hashem had accomplished, vayir'u ha'ames Hashem, they had awe, they had Yir'a, vayaminu b'Hashem uv'meshevdo, then comes emunah. בוודאי מה שנקרא בתורה אמונה אינו מה שאנחנו רגילים לקרוא בשם זה. Certainly, what the Torah calls אמונה is not what we normally mean when we use terms like belief, things like that. להאמין במציאות אלוקים, to use a phrase like to believe in the existence of God, or בתורה מן השמיים, to believe in תורה מן השמיים, אינו מקום בתורה הקדושה. In the Torah itself, there's no room for such statements. הרי היא הסגלות האלוקית עצמה. The Torah is itself the very revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where it says, Galus ro'im v'shom'im, one sees it, one hears it, u'matzoch be'emunah b'zeh. One doesn't, if one's speaking to a person, you know, across the table, you don't say, I believe that you are here. If you're speaking to him and you see him, there's no issue. So in the Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, and it speaks about emunah, it does not mean believing in his existence. לכן בוודאי אמונה בתורה היא מדרגה נעלה מאוד. When the Torah speaks about אמונה, it is a very exalted level שאין כאן המקום לבאר עיסה. It is not here to describe it. We have described it previously. אולם גם אחרי הקדמה זו, יש לי שאלה, but even after this introduction, nonetheless, there's room to ask, וכך שאל אדמו"ר נשמתו עדן בשיעור חומש, and this is what Rabbi Yerucham actually asked, in his famous Shiur Chumash. I made a note here to look at the first volume of Alishu on Daf Kuf Zayin. He asked, "Lama ikdima Torah hayir'a le'emuna? Haloi me'emuna magi'im le'ir'a?" In the pasuk we just quoted above, "Vayir'u ha'ames Hashem," first yir'a, "Vayaminu b'Hashem," then they had emuna. It seems, even though we're not going to use emuna in the normal sense of believing in Hashem, but still, surely emuna leads to yir'a and not the other way. Hateshuvah ha'isa, his answer was as follows, האם שייך לדבר עם שיקור על אמונה? Is it שייך to speak to a drunkard about אמונה? בוודאי, certainly not. קודם הוא צריך להספקח. First he has to sober up, ואחר כך יוכלו לדבר איתו על אמונה. Then, once he's sober, you can speak to him about אמונה. יראה היא הספקחוס. יראה is sobering. That's how he defined it. And therefore, in that pasuk above, he explained, "Vayiru ames Hashem," that was a process of sobering up. Then there was emunah, because then he can speak to them about emunah. The author says, "Hameimra einah nimtzes b'das Torah al shmo." You won't find the statement of Rabbi Yerucham there in Das Torah on Parshas in the book of Shemois. The Aisamu nachas bezikorik ma'amas sasum. I had it in my memory. It says as a difficult statement, an impenetrable statement. Ki maya shechuzes. What is Rabbi Yochum talking about? This drunkenness? Or maya spakhus sheshma yir'a? What is this sobering process called yir'a? Ulam kol divrei admon bevusasim l'chazal. However, the words of Rabbi Yochum were all based on chazal. Uve'emes dvaram meforashim bishmo yisraba perik lamed. So eventually the author found the source for Rabbi Yochum in this passage in the Midrash. The words are difficult, but the idea is straightforward. The Midrash is describing a certain pasuk in Iyoiv. Mao beli meisim lanetzach yovedu. What is the meaning of that pasuk? Omar Iyov lakadosh baruch hu. Iyoiv challenged lakadosh baruch hu. And again, the pasuk says, Mi itein yodati vaemtzeyu. Alevah could find Hashem erecha lefanav mishpat. I want to enter a judgment. I have a claim against Hashem. And the Midrash, now the next part of it, describes this challenge by Iyoiv. Mashal lebiryon shaya shikor. The Midrash compares this to a thug who was drunk. And what he did is he disgraced the king. He did all sorts of things in his drunken state that are very disrespectful. Ba'at befilki voitzi isarin. These are all the descriptions of defacing statues of the king or portraits of the king. Kilela Shiltoin, he also cursed the ruler, Omar, and then he said, where is the king? I'll teach him what the law is. That's the challenge. After doing all these disgraceful things, he says, okay, take me to the king. He's so confident in his drunkenness, I'll teach him. Then Nichnas, they took him in. הראו לו המלך יושב בבימה. Then he sees the king sitting in his, on his throne. סגר למתוניסה. And the drunkard sees that the king has jailed a very important noble woman. ותרד להיפרקויס. He removed a very high nobleman from his position. סימה לדוקוס. He took another high official and he blinded him. נוסן קטריקי לקרטויס. Same type of thing. קרב כיסינו מיניסטרי. The drunkard sees how the king is very powerful and he takes all of these highly influential and powerful people and he judges them. Kivan shera melech oseh kach, when the thug saw the king doing this, nisira, then he was terrified. Omar bevakasha mikem, shikor ayisi velo yadati koach ha-melech. I was drunk when I did these things. I didn't realize how powerful the king is. That's the mashal. The nimshal, kach haya Iyoiv oimed v'tzoveach, miyiten yodati v'emtzeyu erecho lefanav mishpat. Iyoiv called out, and this is again the pasuk we're discussing there, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I want to bring him to judgment, I want to argue against him. And he did all these things, ragam ikoinin, that's like throwing a stone at the portrait of the king. Shamar, what's the nimshal? Yevad yom ivaled bo. He cursed the day on which he was born. And that's a challenge to Hashem. Hashem brought him to life. And Yoiv, in his pain, said, may the day that I was born in be lost. Ba'at befilki v'tzisarin. Again, he did all these things. He was kicking the statues or whatever presentations of the king. Where is the nimshal? Yachshechu kechve nishpoi. He cursed the stars that Hashem made. Kilela shilton, he cursed the ruler. Halayla hu yikochei oifel. Once again, he curses that night when he was conceived. So that's the first part. The second part, ra'a melech yoshev bevima sagar lematoino. But when in the mashal, when the drunkard is brought into the courtroom and he sees how powerful the king is, that he put the powerful noblewoman in quarantine. V'ine Miriam etzera'as kasheleg. Miriam was punished for Lashon Hara. She got tzaras and she was quarantined for those many days. Torad leMoshe, even Moshe was so powerful, he didn't escape punishment. Lachen lo itaviyo sakal, as Hashem says to him and to Aaron, you will not bring this congregation to Eretz Yisrael. You will stay out of Eretz Yisrael. Simala dukus, he took a very high-ranking nobleman and he made him blind. Ze Yitzchak shenema vatichena einav mereois. There was a certain din over there, and Yitzchak at the end of his life was blind. Nosan katiriki leAvraham shenema yadeh teda ki ger yezar acha. He said to Abraham, there's a punishment as well. Your progeny will be strangers and aliens. They will be in Golus. Kirav kisin leYaakov utzera yerecho. Yaakov had to battle the malach and he emerged hurt. He was harmed. He was limping. So Yoiv realized the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kesheraa Yoiv, when Yoiv saw this, Amar bevakasha mikem shikor izi, I was drunk, I didn't know what I was doing. Shenema, that's another pasuk in Yoiv, ve'af umnam shagisi, iti talim mishagisi, I was mistaken, I was erring. Ve'chol kach lama, shela yodin kocho shel din. Before, when he made his challenge, he didn't realize the power of din. Hevei mibili misim lanetzach yaveidu. This is the midrash. Kan mefuirash bechazal. We see explicitly. Ki ha'adam she'en yirai kocho shel melech. Before the person sees the power of the king, nechshav shikor. Chazal comparing to a drunkard. He just doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't see the power of the king. Ve'chasher ro'e bechush ech ha'melech yoshev edan gedolam. But when he sees tangibly how the king sits and judges even the greatest of the great, hu mispakech, he sobers up. Kach, in the same way, this is what Rabbi Yerucha meant. They saw the tremendous punishment of Mitzrayim. The entire gigantic army of Paroi, the powerful army, was just swept away. Whereas they were saved. There was a sobering up. They suddenly understood what world they found themselves in. Who is the king of this world? It's only after this he gave them emunah. Then the pasuk speaks about vayaminu b'shem of Moshe Avdoi. Ubevaday emunah zimadig atzmo. Now we understand this emunah that the Torah speaks about is a very high level. Ach ein kano makom l'arich b'zeh. Here we're not going to discuss this concept. Ad kano.